Hello and welcome. It's March 20th. Our reflection today begins with Flavius Josephus, a historical figure who commented on Jesus' death by saying, "Pilate condemned him to death upon the cross. Nevertheless, those who had previously loved him still remained faithful to him." Flavius Josephus was a Jewish historian and military general who was born about 37 AD into an aristocratic family of priests. Bright and well-educated, he became a Pharisee. In 64 AD, he was asked to travel to Rome to plead for the release of Jewish priests imprisoned by the Emperor Nero. He became a favorite of Nero's wife and secured the men's release, but he was also attracted to Rome's rich court life. Josephus eventually returned to Jerusalem. He was hesitant to support the Jewish revolt in 66 AD until the Jewish insurgents appeared to be winning. Then he stepped forward and was named commander-in-chief of Galilee. The Romans defeated the Jewish revolt, and Josephus was taken prisoner. When he was brought before the Roman general Vespasian, Josephus predicted that Vespasian would become emperor of Rome. When Vespasian did become emperor, he freed Josephus in 69 AD and adopted him. After Jerusalem's destruction the following year, Josephus returned to Rome and became a Roman citizen. Today, Josephus is best known as a historian and writer, whose books include History of the Jewish War and Antiquities of the Jews, Jewish History from Creation to the Revolt of 66 AD, including the appearance of a man named Jesus. Early Christians and the Church Fathers often referred to the writings of Josephus, who died around 101 AD. Let's go now to the Gospel. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified Jesus and the criminals there, one on his right, the other on his left. Luke chapter 23, verse 33. Jesus finally meets his fate, crucifixion. Josephus, a first-century historian, called it the most pitiable of deaths. It is told in three words: they crucified him. Jesus shares the spotlight with two criminals. They get more ink than he does. The sentence of Pilate has been carried out. They crucified him. It's all over but the dying. The physical torture Jesus experienced in the crucifixion would have been the worst of his entire life. None of the four Gospels describes his pain. Words can only do so much. They crucified him is enough. The cross. It will become the mark of a Christian, the logo of Christianity, the symbol that leads every procession, the sign I make upon myself, the sign parents trace on the face of a sleeping child, the very first ritual action at baptism, the first spoken words at every Mass, the last words spoken at the grave. Let there be no Christian home without a crucifix. Let not a day pass that I do not look at the cross. I'm 9 days away from Good Friday. Now, or sometime today, find a cross. Look at it. Touch it. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.